All right, welcome to another episode of The Word. I'm Jason Fogerber. It is Sunday, July 21st, 2019. We got 2 days of camp to recap. Plus, later on, we're gonna have Louie and Case on to talk about the 16A game. Later on, actually, you can give us a little insight into that, too. We're also going to do our first live Ask the Director of this session, our fourth one of the year. And to do that, I've got two awesome senior cabin members, Jake Reinhardt, Jonah Friedman. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. How are you?
Great, thanks. You want to introduce yourselves?
I'm Jake Reinhardt.
I'm Jonah Friedman.
And their counselor, Jackson Wheels, also in the house.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
Good.
Great. all right, so, wait, I'm going to stop it real quick. All right, we're testing the levels. We're getting this right. All right, so yesterday was a pretty big day at camp. We had a 16A softball game against Camp Ojibwa. We had five-year night. Jonah, you played shortstop for the 16A team. You want to talk about it at all?
It was very intense, very nervous out there. We were all very hyped up to just get out there, play our game, and beat Ojibwa.
Okay, so much energy in that. I think you might have to talk a little bit louder since the mic's away from you. But we won. It was pretty cool. Yeah, the whole camp was watching.
Cool.
We'll get into that a little bit later. And then Reinhardt.
Yeah.
You're wearing your jacket because you got inducted into the five-year club.
I did. It was a great experience. Very glad to be back for my fifth year. The five-year night was really cool. It was a really cool experience to just be with everyone who's been here for 5 years and up. A lot of history from camp there. And it was just a great experience being with a bunch of people who have been here 5 years and up.
So describe the ceremony.
The induction ceremony, it holds a different meaning when you're the one being inducted into it. Like the last year, I just watched it and it was cool last year. But this year it had more of a meaning because I was becoming a part of something greater than myself, and it felt, it was a really like eye-opening experience.
That was a solid cliche that you used. I'm on board. It's deep. You really like reach down in there. So tell people how the ceremony works.
Oh, so we're all sitting in Wasserman Hall, and Jason calls up the previous people inducted in the five-year club, starting with the 6 years and going up.
To Woody, who's here for his 29th.
29th year. So many years. And then we all individually get, all the new five-year inductees get inducted individually. And
so you get called up and someone in the five-year club presents you your jacket.
Yeah.
And then we go for pizza.
We do.
It's pretty great. Feel good about it?
Yeah.
How was Denoyer's?
It was really good. Solid pizza.
What year is this for you?
Four.
Four?
Yeah.
Oh, you got a handshake coming. That's going to be great. Just loosen it up. Get it ready to go. Okay, so you guys are really here for Ask the Director. What was our topic this week?
New ideas for socials.
Nice. Okay. This is going to be either fun or terrifying. I feel like I'm not so worried about Jonah. I feel like you're going to say some things that are a little borderline, so we'll have to see what happens. But just describe kind of the camper council real quick, because a lot of people who are here their first year, a lot of families will be listening that haven't done this before.
So me and Jonah and Jackson all stood up, and so every cabin sends two representatives into Wass Hall, and we basically propose them with the question of new ideas for social, or whatever the week's question is. And then they tell us their ideas. Like, we get a feel for what age group and, like, kind of who wants what in the camp. Like, instead of just the directors making the decisions, we get, like, the campers' opinion on what should happen.
Okay. All right. So start hitting me with suggestions. What do we have?
Nate Dubinsky suggested skinny dipping.
A skinny dipping social?
Yep.
So we're coming in hot, starting out, we're just getting right into it. All right, I don't think that's going to happen. A lot of the stuff we try and be receptive to, but a skinny dipping social, probably not.
Understanding. J- Jackson Wheel wants sports against their counselors.
This Jackson Wheel, the one that's sitting right here, is that a Ryan Wheel suggestion on behalf of Jackson Wheel? Yes. That happens a lot. Okay, so we've actually done it before. So really? Yeah, usually, like traditionally on 4th of July when we hosted with Merrimeter, we did either a soccer game,
yeah,
or 1 year we did a fast pitch softball game.
We did slow pitch mush ball.
But you, like, I think it was 2008 or 2006, we did a fast pitch softball game and Toombs pitched underhand fast pitch 12-inch. And he's good, but we got rocked because, like, they had a legit, like, D1, yeah, one of their girls, like, pitch D1. And those are hard to hit. Like, you're a baseball player, yeah, right? And so you are used to the ball coming in a certain angle. Yeah. Imagine it, like, rising on you. That's crazy. From like 10 feet closer. Yeah, it was hard. Anyway, I'm not opposed to it. That could be fun.
I would like volleyball. I think that'd be interesting.
That would. Okay, I'm on board. We'll do it. Volleyball.
Cool.
Ben Lazarus suggested split socials. So, like, the juniors and intermediates would go there and then their seniors would come here. So it's not everyone at one place.
And it would switch.
Really not. It's a good idea. It's not a bad idea. I think we should listen to Ben.
Lex Malkin wants speed dating face painting.
What is...
two separate ideas.
Oh, so we're not speed dating while also simultaneously getting our faces painted? Speed dating was a fun one.
Yeah, that was cool.
I'm surprised no one did that at the Agwalk Social because that's when we did it last year.
We didn't want to like take their idea again.
You didn't want to take a fantastic idea that worked out really well and just do it again?
So we kind of thought they were going to do it again, yeah, to be honest.
Who? The CITs? Yeah. Oh, that's fair.
We did change our mind, which turned out to be a success.
Was your mind changed on anything?
Yes. Milk before cereal is not okay. They changed our mind. Because if you pour the cereal in, it splashes on you.
But was your original opinion that it was?
No. Well, we took, like, ideas, and then we were on the, like, side that didn't make the most sense, and they had to, like, give us, like, we knew it didn't make sense, but they had to give us the reasoning behind it.
But that wouldn't be changing your mind if you knew it didn't make sense.
Well, but we told them we were on the other side.
Exposed.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
They caught us. All right.
Keep going.
Jason Nieder wants a movie social.
Like, you just watch a movie, yeah, with the girls? I feel like that wouldn't really be a social.
Probably not.
You're not really talking at all.
Yeah. True.
We should bring back the Kaz's House movie night with the projector, though.
Movie Under the Stars?
Yeah.
We did a first session during trip week when you guys were gone.
Sure. Jason Anderson wants beach party socials.
Okay, we've done that before. We've done it at Agwalk.
I remember that. That was really cool.
Yeah, for sure.
But I'm an Omni. And we, like, take the boats out, too. Like, a full beach party.
I'd be on board for that. I think Jeremy would kill me if I announced, like, a 400-person beach party social.
It's fine.
But just ask Jeremy for it. See what he says.
I'll leave asking Jeremy to you, but, like...
Right, because you're afraid to ask anyone anything.
No.
You're the guy that walks around camp and literally just won't stop asking questions.
All right, I'll ask Jeremy.
Max Kirsch wants wrestling against Chippewa.
So Cabin 19, really...
Hold on, in bikinis.
We have to wear bikinis also?
Yes.
Sure.
Oh, man.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean,
don't think that was his intention, but I'm making the executive decision that he thought.
Yeah.
All right, I'm not touching this one. Keep going.
The 14 and 15-year-olds would like private socials.
We're working on it.
Very good.
Cool. Sam Miller wants benches in Klein Grove.
Very random, but...
Someone suggests that every week. We should have benches there. You guys just keep moving the... People just keep moving the benches.
Yeah, where are the benches at Paddleball?
Were the ones that were, like, bolted into the ground there before?
Whatever. We took those out because they were rotting.
We should do new ones of those so no one can move them.
There you go. What does that have to do with the social?
It was very random. It was very...
Who suggested
it
that?
Through the window suggestion.
His cabin. Just told us to write that down.
You're taking through the window suggestions?
I think he kind of ran by and told his kids to say that.
Yeah.
All right.
Brady K would like a social with a lot of clothes.
So just the opposite of what all of the other kids want? Correct. Yes. Just a layered social, like a winter theme.
Yeah.
Winter theme.
I like parkas lots of and lots of clothes. Okay.
Jake Auslander wants the Color Run to be brought back.
It is.
Oh.
We didn't do it. First of all, this is his first year, so he doesn't.
I explained to him.
Okay. Yeah, it's totally being brought back. We didn't do it last year because it rained. We had it ready to go last year.
Cool.
Evan Rosenthal wants a camp versus camp squirt gun fight.
That could be fun. All right.
Is that all of them?
No, there's more. I think that's all of them. Yeah, the 14 and 15-year-olds? No, different one.
Oh, boy.
Want sports against the other camps, too. Like, yeah.
You wanted to play against the girls and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I think definitely there's a mixed doubles tennis possibility thing.
And volleyball.
Volleyball, yeah, that could be fun. Do you want to play against them or mix it up?
Against.
Against. Why? Not like a hard competition, but like at a social.
I'd want to mix it up. I'd want to play on teams.
I want to do both. That'd be fun.
I don't know. All right, well, if any of the girls' camps out there are listening that are having socials with us in the next couple weeks, if you want to play volleyball, we're in for volleyball. Was that all the socials?
All of the ideas.
Wow.
We were missing some representatives from the cabins, so.
So we didn't.
A lot of joke ideas.
Yeah, a lot.
Were not worth including.
Yeah, no.
What was the worst one?
Max Kirsch said.
Of course.
I don't think he like shut his mouth the whole time.
Dude. That's. It was just not him surprising.
Yelling out comments
and then
about
me telling him to let other people talk. And then him talking over me saying that. Mm-hmm. It was great.
All right, you guys got
Belgravia relatives.
All right, don't put that on me. All right, you guys got anything else?
I think we want to do 30 seconds in Jake Reinhardt's head.
30 seconds?
Do we know?
Yeah, I think we did.
What do you want to talk about?
Well,
3, 2, 1. Lean into the mic, though. Really give it to us.
All right, well, let's see here. This upcoming week, we have a big competition. So mentally, you know, I've been preparing for that.
Sorry, I have to jump in. How have you mentally been preparing for the big competition? Like, are you meditating?
So to dive in, mom and dad, if you're listening to this, I've been going to Pam's yoga sessions, which was highly suggested. And I've been working on my meditation, kind of. physically stretching so I don't get injured during the competition. Yeah, this mostly revolves around Pam's yoga class. Like, it was a great class.
Maybe we should do like an all camp yoga meditation session before the competition.
Very needed
Tuesday night
on
Tuesday
the courts. Night. Yes.
Interesting. That could be good.
That'd be so fun.
Also been thinking about our jersey reveal and just like all the cool possibilities.
Well, I think we have we've got it locked in.
No, but like while it's happening, like the possibilities.
30 seconds.
Okay.
Is my time up?
What else? How many possibilities are there besides revealing the jerseys and have everyone?
Oh, there's a lot.
There?
We're really gonna test the integrity of the shed out there.
Of the what?
The shed.
Okay.
Shed, like you know,
no,
like
shed. I was just clarifying because it didn't sound like you said shed. Also, based on the body language of your cabin member and your counselor, you were not supposed to tell me that.
About it with Jason.
Yeah, but this is the podcast.
Right now,
they're not gonna. It's not gonna get back to anyone.
I told you.
Okay.
Also, you're not standing on the barn.
No one's on the barn.
We know.
You're not standing on any sheds.
Testing the integrity of it.
Do you know what testing the integrity means?
I do. Indeed.
I don't think he does.
No, I do know.
Can you spell integrity?
Can you?
Yes.
Spelling bee. Here we go. Integrity.
Jackson, spell it.
Jackson, your word is integrity.
Integrity. I N T E G R I T Y. Integrity.
Jackson wins.
Cool.
You lost.
Oh, throwback to the spelling bee first session.
You did get the shaft.
Can we just take second to realize what happened there?
For the record, on the podcast, I went on record and said that you actually won that.
Cool.
That was weird. Didn't he like win?
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I got the hardest word in. I don't know how I got that word. Does anyone remember the word?
Oh yeah, like quintessential.
Yeah, quintessential.
Quintessential.
No, it wasn't. No. It was like. It was something.
The definition of the word was like. Something that revolves around every 5 years.
Right, it was like
quinial or something.
It was a word that I've never
and
heard.
And then Zach Aiken got the easiest word I've ever heard.
He got like ability.
Yeah.
Or something like ambiguous. All right. Well, this has been fine. This was good.
6.5 out of 10.
Yeah. We got some good suggestions, some weak ones, but I'm glad you guys came on. You happy you did it?
Yeah.
You want to say anything to anyone out there?
No.
All right, not even hi to like.
Hey, mom.
Parents.
Yeah.
Definitely don't listen.
I didn't even know this was a thing, but like.
That's so true. There's no way they do.
Yeah, how many viewers do you have on this?
We get a good amount.
No one really views this. It's more listeners.
We
get a lot of listeners. We do, and the parents like it. We get a lot of good feedback, and if there's good guests, they ask for them to come back on.
Not us. I'll see you guys next week.
Right, you'll just be a daily.
Sure.
All right, well, for everyone out there, thanks so much for listening. Keep listening. We love it. It's great. Have a great night. We'll be back every night this week, or we'll try to. For the love of camp, I'm Jason Fogarber. Good night, everybody.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps
tonight.
Near the village, the quiet village. The lion sleeps tonight.
Well done. That was all right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna clip that and use that as the intro to every podcast. And we have the GoJay, right? Yeah, we'll have an intro and an outro. That'll be perfect. All right, so we're doing a double pod because we did the Ask the Director. So now we need to break down 16A softball. Against Ojibwa.
That was great.
Yeah, so we hosted Ojibwa on yesterday, in the rain, on Bob Bender, at rest period. Whole camp was watching. It was just a one-off, not like part of a... We might play... We're trying to get basketball, but yeah. All right, so just tell everyone out there who's in the room, what position you played. Yeah, let's do that first.
Case Ratzlaff, pitcher.
Louis Cantor, short center.
Gavin Bramlett, left field.
Jack Yakov, Bihar, third base.
Alec Gow, catcher, chirper, cheer, and everything in between.
All right, so, all right, just talk. Who wants to just talk about it?
Should we do it by inning?
Yeah.
Inning. Perfect.
Yes, inning. Start
Let's
off.
Break it down.
Okay, start off.
Let's just say, like, it was an incredible game. Like, it was amazing. Yeah, it was absolutely crazy, and we're going to tell you all about it. Here we go. All
right. First inning. Come out. Jitters are going a little bit, but first, get two outs. Easy.
Pop outs.
Then they get a single, and then another pop out.
Yeah.
So we go to bat.
No, it was a grounder.
Grounder.
I think, or BR.
Okay. And then we go to bat. How many did we score that in?
We scored four.
Batted through.
Yeah.
We're feeling confident then.
Very
feeling
confident.
Great after that inning.
And second inning, come out. Score again.
They didn't score. Yeah, shut them down again.
Zero.
Yeah. At that point, everyone was like so
solid
happy.
We were on top of it.
Right, you came out hot, and you were hitting the ball on the ground, and you were hitting it hard. Yeah, it looked like it was going to be
ugly.
So yeah,
we executed
then,
the game plan the first.
Then
yes.
Top of the third comes around. They clearly.
Ouch.
Yeah, they came back. They scored 5 runs that inning.
They.
In the top of the third?
Yeah.
Yeah, you gave them...
A lot of errors.
For like 3 straight innings, you gave them 5 or 6 outs each inning.
Yeah.
Wish we had that inning back.
I feel like we could have. We could have done much better than inning.
You don't really need it back. You won the game. We're good.
Yeah, we're fine. We're fine. Yeah. But like that could have been like a way better. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then
live and learn.
Bottom of the fourth, I think. Did we tie it up? I think we tied. We scored one run and tied the game.
We did. Four. We tied it up.
Don't forget to talk really loud.
And then in the fifth.
Yeah.
Did they get 2-1?
I think they scored
7-5.
So 7-5 was going a little shaky.
Going into the sixth. Now the bottom six.
Bottom six. We scored four runs.
Well, no.
Two out runs. Yes, we scored four runs.
First case popped out.
We missed the sixth inning where we didn't score any runs while we were down 7-5.
No, fifth inning. That was the fifth inning.
Right, so, yeah. So you guys went 4-0, down 5-4.
Tied 5-5.
Down 7-5.
Tied 7-7.
Well, now you're going. No, you.
No.
We two out.
7-5, no runs. And then.
Right, you went into the sixth inning, down two.
Yeah, then we stopped.
Came out of the bottom six.
Okay.
We shut them down, and then we
got out.
And then me and you.
Me and Gavin got out.
You got out, I got out.
I hit.
And then.
But then we batted
through. Gal lit it off. We hit, batted through the whole order.
Got to Isaac.
Right. Well, first out, and then you ripped a single, tried to take two.
I was safe, I swear.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
You can't call that.
Call that. You can't take that base. What are you, crazy?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. That's a smart play.
Wasn't paying attention.
But you made up for it. We'll talk about that.
Okay.
All right, so two outs, and then you started off the rally?
Yes.
What were you thinking, like, two outs in that inning, get up?
Oh, I remember what happened.
Iron head. Do not get rattled. No pressure.
Gao?
I like the Gao confidence. There's
Gao?
Like a...
Gao?
Do not get rattled.
I remember what happened. I remember the exact thing. Gao got a single, right?
Yeah.
Gao got a single. Duffy comes up, destroys one to left in the gap.
Me on third.
Someone, they, like, get their hand on it, but they dropped it. And then Gao on third, Duffy on first. I come up, I hit the gap between short and third, and then
I walk.
Duffy scores, or no, yeah, no, no, Gao scores, Duffy gets the second,
Foreman.
I get the first, Foreman comes up, what did Foreman
do? I think he hit one, like,
he got a
over
hit
short
for
center, maybe?
Yeah, I know he got a hit, for sure.
Yeah,
Then Isaac.
I got to third, and then Duffy scored, and Foreman was
then Isaac popped out.
Isaac got a hit, he hit me home.
Isaac got a hit.
Isaac got a hit, ran it out, and then got safe at first, and I got a run.
Jonah was last out of bottom six.
Yeah, Jonah
popped
out
to shortstop.
But I know we got four.
Bihar walked.
Yeah.
Bihar walked.
Was it your hit to deep left that they dropped? That was
Duffy's.
Yeah. That was a nice gift. That was a nice gift, too.
We skipped over the hit.
Oh, wait. We just completely skipped over Duffy getting laid out by
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't see that. So I was standing, for most of the game, I was standing behind the backstop, and I was blocked by all the fans. So all I heard was like.
So what happened was, all right, so I fielded a grounder. And, like, I made the throw to Duffy. It was, like, a little low. It was, like, a pretty good throw. Like, he would have caught it. And then the right fielder, who's, like, kind of, like, he was a big guy.
Big Julius.
And,
Julius.
Yeah.
Basketball player.
And he ran to first, and, like, he didn't even, like, use the safety base. He stuck out his foot and pushed him with his arm. And, like, him running full speed with, like, that much momentum.
Duffy was flat.
He was a big dude.
Duffy got destroyed.
He's, like, 185 pounds.
Big dude.
It was
a really dirty play.
Full
almost 200,
man.
Like,
full
grown man.
Yeah, like, it was a really dirty play. And, like,
he probably
our whole,
safe.
Our whole infield, like, came around, like, to, like, try and support Duffy. Like,
Isaac
it was
Bryce
just a bad,
very upset.
It was just a really bad play. Like, really,
yeah.
Looked
yeah,
bad
it was just a, it was just a,
dirty play.
Yeah, it was just a dirty play.
That was the turning point.
But Duffy had a look on his face.
You could tell.
Yeah,
he was
locked in after that.
The next inning.
So that was top five.
Yeah,
that was top six.
That was top five or top six. So all I know is I think his next at bat he was that was the at bat
must have been top
destroyed
six,
one
top
of the
yeah.
right.
Next at bat he crushed the ball.
Right.
Yeah.
That was a big play.
Yeah, and I guess that's a karma thing. Like he crushed that ball and like the guy got his hands on it but dropped it. But like the softball gods owed Duffy one. After that. All right, so we got four in the bottom of the six to take a two-run lead.
Mm-hmm. So we're up 9-7 going into the top. All right,
let's just skip to the.
No.
Well,
no.
You kids.
What? To the second out, because what happened?
No.
All right,
important.
What happened?
Go through
what happened.
Okay.
Nothing important.
Lead
sequence
off,
of events.
They got a triple.
Yeah.
Got a triple.
Oh, because it was
triple.
Triple
lead off.
An error.
Oh, because
at that point I was thinking like, oh god.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
First at bat, a triple. Someone brought him home, but did we get him? Was it a ground? It was
no.
A grounder.
Don't think we got.
I don't know.
The thing was first.
I don't remember. They.
It was the first. It was the first. The ball. He got to first, and then he brought the other guy.
They had two runs with a chance to take the lead.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is
first
this is a situation with two outs. So they had runners on
first.
And
first
so they
and
they tied the they came out and they tied it.
They tied
yes.
It. It was
9-9.
Yeah. Two outs. They had runners on first and second.
That was cute. You guys were like perfectly in sync. That was great.
Okay. Talk about your
runners on first and second, two outs.
So then what happened?
Wait. Before, you attempted to do it the same inning.
Oh, yes.
And it
yeah.
Worked twice.
The same inning.
It was a different inning when I attempted to do
it.
And it
was like five.
He slid into my hands.
Yeah.
Slid into
explain
my
what
hands.
You attempted.
Right. No one knows what you're talking
okay.
About.
Okay.
So it's kind of hard to explain, but like
no,
when you pitch a softball, like you go underhand, right? So what you do is you pretty much just completely go underhand like you're gonna pitch it, and then you just throw it straight behind like your ear, straight to the second baseman's hands.
Yeah, and we had a code word.
You had a pickoff play set up.
The code word was Case, get it up. If I said that, that means Case is throwing it back. So what happened is I had one of my good friends on second base. So I was, like, kind of talking.
From Ojibwe? He was a good friend.
Good friend from home.
This is the second time.
Yeah, this is the second time. Like, the
first
with a man on first and second, two outs.
Two outs.
Yeah.
Top seven.
Yeah, pretty big play.
Yeah, top seven.
Very important.
So I was just talking to him, like, normally. Like, kind of, like, gets him off guard. He's kind of distracted at this point. So then I'm, like, in the middle of our conversation, I'm just like, Case, get it up. So Case goes on the pitch. I move to the spot where I'm going to catch the ball. He delivered the most perfect ball Like I don't know how you.
It was also in like flow. Like you, it looked like you were about to pitch, and like in that motion,
I don't know,
you threw it back.
The thing was, the ball was like I literally didn't move. Just caught.
Right, you just caught it.
I caught it. He was literally there. Like the ball was on him when
and
I.
And props to the OJ umpire. Wasn't it him? Like
he
called that. Like that's a big call. You can easily call that the other way.
Yeah, he
did a great job.
He actually thought his team.
I talked to him.
Yeah.
Probably called more.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, like third out, you got him. Pickoff play.
The 21st out of the game.
Right.
Last out.
All right, bottom seven.
Bottom seven.
Tie game.
One more run.
Okay.
One run to win.
One run to win. So who
led off? I'm leading off.
Gavin let.
No, actually, you let off. You got.
Oh, I popped out. I
popped
out to left fielder.
Gavin gets.
I was thinking my last two at bats, I popped out, so I had to keep it on the ground.
So Gavin
hit the gap between short and third.
In the gap.
And gets out
on first.
This was annoying.
First.
I go up. I hit a line drive. Perfect hit. And the left fielder was just there.
Yeah.
Like, he was so shallow.
Great. It was line drive.
That happened to me in the OJ. In the counselor game. I was.
Gotta keep it on the ground.
Yeah. You gotta keep it on the ground. All right, so.
Yeah, you try to hit hard.
Yes.
So,
you got on.
So there's two outs.
I'm on first.
Gavin's on first.
Cool. Duffy.
Yeah, Duffy.
Okay, so two outs left.
Oh, my God.
Duffy hits a grounder and reaches first on a
questionable call.
Very questionable call.
We all did not.
Herman was there at first yelling, safe,
it was
safe.
It was very close.
And it was their umpire. It was their umpire,
Their umpire calling him safe. So we have Duffy on first.
Gavin on third.
Mm-hmm. With Louis Cantor up to bat.
With two outs. Two outs.
First and
bat.
Third.
One run wins the game.
And pops out.
Spoilers.
So, I think it was 3-1. It was 2-1, 3-1. So then he pitches on one more ball that I think is going to land short plate. So then it's a full count. Or no. I thought it was going to hit the plate. Did not hit the plate. So then we got a full count. Next pitch, it's short and inside. And I just knew, like, right when the ball was in the air, like, I knew I had to take that one. And then I took it.
I was telling it himself.
Listen.
I knew I had to take that one. Of course you did. It was a full count if you took that pitch.
I knew I had to take it. Hey, I'm allowed to say that.
You did.
I took it. I hit it. They were in, like, a weird triangle formation also. It was, like, They're a shallow left fielder.
Didn't really have a short center.
Yeah. So I hit a liner right over the third baseman.
Right. Can you just let like us give you props? You ripped the you stepped up in a huge spot. You ripped the ball and had a walk off single to win the game like that.
Yeah,
like,
crazy.
That was it. That was...
I tell a nice dramatic story. I got a nice backstory.
Like, I love that we got inside of your mind during that, like, few seconds the ball was in the air. But you stepped up with the winning run on third, and you ripped a single to win the game, and then you sprinted.
They thought you didn't touch first.
Yeah, that was the thing.
No, we know you did.
Yeah.
They were so
mad.
And then you ran into left field, and the whole camp followed you, and that was cool.
That was it?
Yeah.
That was
awesome. And we won the game. There's a video of it going up on YouTube. Have you seen?
Just saw it.
Right before we walked
in. Such a good video.
Yeah, it's pretty great. So, yeah, that's a good win going into this week.
Good confidence builder.
We got another one coming
Thursday. Another one
coming
up. Big one Thursday, 5 o'clock exactly.
Well, we hope so. Yeah.
Prayers. Is it going to rain?
No. Well, I don't know.
It's going to rain. I would like for it to rain. I mean,
spring.
Another rain?
Another rain game.
Yeah, like rain games.
All the videos are so cool.
The pictures.
Yes, the
pictures, my god.
Rain.
Yeah. The pictures.
Cool. Yeah.
Case likes his job.
You were soaked because you got like the they
were
good.
So nice.
Yeah, that was cool. Mm. And a lot of the cameras watching, you guys feel good about that?
Yes.
And so you get one on Bender and you'll get one at Cahuaga on Thursday, hopefully.
Oh, they have the like, what's the thing in right field?
It's just shallow.
It's like, if you hit
like
it, archery,
yeah,
if you hit
yeah,
it like
something
over the right fielder's head, it just like goes into like a...
I think it's a home run if you fly it into the woods, and a ground rule double if it bounces in there.
I'm going to fly it in there.
Fly it in.
I want to shout out. So I coached a game on, I was telling you guys earlier that I coached a game on Bender in 2009. We went to 13 innings, and in the 12th inning, Cahuaga led off with the leadoff hitter hit a double down the right field line, and our pitcher Chad Silver did a pickoff and got him out, and we got out of that inning and went up and scored in the 13th and won that game. So that's the first pickoff I've seen on there in a big spot since then. So congratulations. 09? Chad Silver. Shout out to Chad Silver.
Yeah.
In that club.
On the ball. The ball looks sick.
You.
It is. It's a great ball.
Yeah, here, no, I
all right, cool. Sweet. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome. And yeah, we'll do it again.
Stick 19, Louis Cantor.
All right, sweet. Thanks, guys.
Nice.